And William, we'll take your call when you're ready to talk with us this morning. William, are you there? Yes?
Yeah, I'm there.
All right.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. Go right ahead. Glad to have you with us.
Okay, here goes. I'm glad to be here. Let's protect children, not guns. Going into the midterms, we have to make a stand. Are you going to protect the children or are you going to protect the guns? You can't do both. I'm a gun owner. I really believe this has just gone off. The wheels have come off the bus. We pass out guns like candy, no accountability. There's nothing wrong with owning a gun if you're properly trained, licensed, and insured. But anything after that, it's the Wild West. My dad predicted it before he passed away that this would happen. And we do have the Wild West in our country right now. And we've got to stop it. So, go ahead.
And no, I was just going to say, William, the reality is that polling shows that I think most Americans agree with you. That again, to make this about the law once again, and is, as Scalia said, Heller says, probably the Supreme Court's going to say as well in this Bruin case, you can impose limitations on the right. And those conditions should be for things like transfer and sale and possession, and also the places where you use it, including, to your first point, schools, right? Those have got to be secure places where guns can, in fact, be prohibited. And the notion of going in the opposite direction, you can't have an unconditioned right to carry weapons in all places. I agree with you entirely. So thanks so much for the call, William. We appreciate that very much. Right before the break, let's take also a call from Joelle. Joelle, glad to have you with us this morning. What's your thought or question? Delighted to have you with us. And go right ahead, Joelle.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Actually, this is CJ. But your party wants to take away rights for law-abiding citizens, and it's only okay for William's grandson to own the gun he wants, but he wants to restrict everybody else's grandson. Your party, part of the problem is that your party, your Democrat Party, and DAs all across the country have been proven weak on crime. But now you want to restrict law-abiding citizens, and like the criminals are going to turn in all their guns now, and the city of Chicago is going to be safe. Let's see how safe it is this weekend.
Well, and let's talk about law and the imposition of law enforcement and things to keep us all safe and secure. You know, DAs and U.S. attorneys and others in law enforcement, I'd like to think without partisan bias, they enforce the law that's out there. They make certain that the law, understood by the Constitution, by the Supreme Court, is enforced. And you know what? The law does not say that any party, and I bristle somewhat at the notion that some of this is animated by partisan politics. Law enforcement, as I said at the outset, should be apolitical and should be nonpartisan. Republicans and Democrats should be concerned about ensuring safety and security and following the law. And as we're discussing this morning, the Supreme Court has said that there is a right of gun ownership in America, probably going to be reaffirmed in this Bruin case, but you can also impose limitations on it. And my point right before our conversation here, CJ, this morning was and is that all that comes with reasonable restrictions. And they're not unconstitutional. They're the things that keep us safe, even acknowledging that under the Second Amendment and Heller, there is this right. So we appreciate the comment. We appreciate the call very, very much, CJ, and look forward to our future conversations. Right before the break, let's take one more phone call. Charles, you're also on the line. Your thought, your comment this morning as well. And Charles, you're with us. Thanks so much for calling in.
Hi. I just want to say, Jim, I'm glad you have a show now, and I hope this is the start of something more, that you have a full-time show during the week also. I've enjoyed listening to you when you've filled in or been a guest.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that comment, Charles.
Yeah, and you have a very thoughtful point of view. With this gun thing now, it's turning out to be so difficult, and people's rights and stuff like that, and I think there's got to be some common ground and some common thought of what is too far. You know, is having a rifle, you know, if an 18-year-old can buy it, it seems like maybe it should be a 21 for them, you know, for the younger people. I don't know what the cure is, honestly. It's a difficult question.
Sure.
Obviously, mental health is a big issue, though, too, and that seems to be neglected since Reagan, I believe.
It is a difficult question, Charles, right? No, I appreciate very much the comment and the calling in this morning. That's exactly the kind of conversation we want to have. And it leads most appropriately, Charles, to a discussion we're going to have maybe in the last few moments of our time together this morning, both CJ and Charles, others who've called in this morning. What do we do about this? What do we do about these reasonable, rational restrictions that we can, in fact, impose, not only in the wake of Heller, but likely in the wake of Bruin as well? The Supreme Court is not going to say that there is a completely unfettered constitutional right to carry guns in all places. The majority has signaled that in November, and so with a fair bit of reading the tea leaves on this, we can anticipate that while Bruin will, in fact, expand Heller and say that there is a broader right under the Constitution. Here it is, again, many years later, after Heller. Nonetheless, they're going to do exactly what Scalia said initially. They're going to impose some regulations and some restrictions on that with respect to places. And we're going to spend a lot of time, I suspect, as Americans, after this next case is issued, deciding what those specific kinds of places are and what they aren't. But along the way, that we know the kinds of things that can, in fact, be imposed, those things that can, in fact, address those issues. And Charles, as you indicated, we know what those are. And we think that with some clarity from the Supreme Court, that they can, in fact, be legislated. We talked about things like extreme risk protection orders that enable you to go to a judge and say, you know what, Jim Santel might be a threat to himself or to others. And for that reason, temporarily, for his safety, the safety of the community, we should make some restrictions on that. In addition, there are things like, you know, barring semi-automatic weapons. We did that for about 10 years in the past, limiting actually the kinds of weapons that you can, in fact, do under the Constitution based upon what Heller and probably the Bruin case will also reaffirm. Restrictions on age to purchase weapons, universal background checks, the kinds of things that are necessarily imposed constitutionally under Heller. If you go into a gun shop, getting that background check, closing up the gun show loophole, and also a whole variety of safety issues related to home use and home access to guns. All those kinds of things can be legislative. Those are the kinds of things that legislators in Madison, other places around the country, in the United States Congress are talking about right now. There is this bipartisan group looking at the kinds of things that might, in fact, be regulated, be conditioned constitutionally, as Heller said. And I would offer, again, by way of the future, also indicating that under this Bruin case coming out fairly soon, will also be properly legislated to ensure that the Second Amendment right to gun ownership and perhaps even to carry in public is also conditioned in a way that keeps us safe and secure. All sorts of legislative possibilities out there. We're going into our final minutes here, but before we do so, let's take another caller. That's Larry. Larry, you're on the line. Your thoughts as well this morning. Larry, I think we've got you on the line here. Okay, maybe no longer. All right. So Larry was going to chat with us, but has taken off. Let me talk more about, as we go into our final moments here, about what this means generally and some lessons from the overall discussion this morning. Again, very much appreciate the conversations with those of you who've called in, and we'll look forward to more of that in our future shows. The discussion is all important, and that's what certainly this talk radio program and all the talk radio programs on all sides of the political aisle should be all about. People addressing sometimes differing opinions, but doing it in a way that finds this balance. And that's where I'd like to begin to conclude today. The balance that the Supreme Court is trying to articulate here is recognizing, whether you agree with it or not, whether you agree with Scalia or not, that the legacy, if you will, of Heller is that you've got some constitutional rights of an individual nature to own and use firearms in the home and now probably beyond the home, as Bruin has decided. That right is also conditioned. And it's in the midst of that great middle that is out there that Americans should, in fact, be able to find some agreement when it comes to things, as I just mentioned, like these ERPOs, like barring certain kinds of highly volatile weapons of the sort that I saw only in Iraq. And now we see them in America routinely. background checks, home safety capacities, other things that educate us all. That's the balance we need to provide when it comes to this very volatile issue. I'd like to think that even in America, as divided as we are today in 2022, we should be able to find that place where all of us can come together to keep us safe and secure, to address the kinds of things we continue to be victimized about in recent weeks, nonetheless acknowledging our constitutional rights as they have been established and understood today by the United States Supreme Court. It has been my great pleasure to spend the morning with you. We'll be back again next week. More Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel. Connor back in the studio with me. Thank you so much for joining me in this inaugural program. A weekend review of some of these important stories this morning. Guns. Next week, probably talking more about what the big story of next week is, which is the January 6th Commission and its important hearings publicly viewed next week. A pleasure. This is WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, the Shaw and Waukesha. Have a good and safe and healthy week, everybody. And we'll be with you again next Saturday morning. Good morning. Take care.